Let's again start from Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph to get into the swing of a very difficult sugya. Rava Omar, two lines from the bottom. Rava Omar, Piches Shomru B'Soif Shchite. That what it says in the Mishnah, that a Mesukenes has to be Mefarches, that has to be B'Soif Shchitim. So Rashi says, Soif Mamish. There has to be Mamish by the Gemar of the Shchite, Shetefarches B'Gemar Shchite. The Tehevi Bochius Achar Shchite. It's Mefarches by the Soif Shchite, so we'll have Chius La'achar Shchite. How do I know that you need chiyus la'achar shchita? You need pirchus besayv shchita, that there should be chiyus la'achar shchita. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, the Pasuk says, Shoyer oikesev oyeiski yivolei, oyetachasim oyeshivas yomim, yemeshmini v'holo yerotze, l'kobet. So the Gemara Darshan Sheir Oy Kesev, the Oy is Meyuter, Prat L'Kloyim. The Oy comes to be Memayet Kloyim, that means if he had a Tayish, a Boal, a Rochel, it's coming from Tuminim, so such a Behime is Posel Akrov. Oy Eis, Prat L'Nidmo. The Oy by Eis is coming to tell us that if you had a Tayish Abo ala Eis, but the child does not look like an Eis, it looks like a Rochel, so Memele, that is also possible. Ki Yevoleit Prat L'Yotzei Doifen. It has to be born normally, naturally, not a Yotzei Doifen. Shivas Yomim Prat L'Mechusar Zman. V'hoyo Shivas Yomim, that's Loshan, the Pasuk way, Shivas Yomim Tachas Imoy, Shivas Yomim Prat L'Mechusar Zman. It has to be 7 complete days before it's Roy Lakovet. Tachas Imoy Prat L'Yosef. Tachas Imoy is coming to tell us that the behemoth cannot be a Yosef. Let us see Rashi, Prat L'Kloyim Ben Rochel V'Tayish, Sheposel L'Kobet, Miribuyet Oy Dorish L'Edach. That's what Rashi means. To me it's not a Riboy, but from the Yitor I think Rashi means, we learned that Memayet Kloyim, Nidme Eish Sheyolda Mitayish, an Eish had a child from a Tayish, Kamoiso, that means the same me, Ubno Doyme L'Rochel. And the ben is doimel rochel. Prat liyotzei doifen shekoruha voitziyuo. That there was a kriya in the rechem of the aim. And voitziyuo, and they took out the blood. Pa'omim shemeiso upomim shechayo. Now Rashi is telling us, it seems, medical statistics, sometimes after the Yotzei Doifen, the mother dies, and sometimes the mother lives. Why Rashi has to tell us this? We know that we'll come back. Zayin Yomim, Prat L'Mechusas Man, Shaligila Zayin L'Yomim, Afilu Imei Kayemes, even though the mother is alive, the mother was alive after the Leida, Tachas Imoy, but he's not Zayin Yomim. Tachas Imoy, Yiesho Achas. That there has to be a small amount of time that he's together with the mother. Prat L'Yosef. Let's stop over here. Let's go to the Gemara. Then we'll see Rashi. So the Gemara says, this miyut of Prat L'Yosef, heichidami. What is the case that we have to be memayta Yosef? Ilayme the elite imoi v'hoda meisa. If you'll say that it means the mother gave birth, And later she died. After the later she died, the Elite Yimei Vahoda Mesa. So now, when it comes to the Hakrova, he's a Yosem Nebuch, the famous Yosem. Lo Ilam Teichi V'Teisel. I mean, how long do you need that the mother should live in order to be Machia? The Vlad Lakrova. That's it, and I'm Mistabit. Elo, the Mesa Vahoda Yilidithio. So we say the case of Yosem means that the behemoth died before the lady. Michi Yivolet Nafke. So if the behemoth died before the Gmar lady, so there wasn't a natural lady. So that's a Yetzi Daifin. If the behemoth died before the Gmar lady, so it's a Yetzi Daifin. Michi Yivolet Nafke. Elopshite, the Miyot. Oh, Yosem is speaking about as follows. Zepirish lemisa. Bezepirish lechayim. That means, Peshat the Gmar Leide. Let us be a little bit more specific. The Gmar Leide is when Roiv of the Roish is Yoitzei. That's the Gmar Leide. That's called the Gmar Leide. Roiv of the Roish is Yoitzei. In that split second, when Reiv of the Reish was Yaitse, the mother died. The mother died. So there was a normal lady. The lady was the Bishas, the Gmar lady. The mother was still alive. And then she died. Zepirish, Zupirish Lamisa, Zepirish Lachayim. So Memela al Yivolei, there's no problem. It was a normal lady. In that case, we need a miyut of Yosem. Yosem means that he has to be together. After he came on this world, he has to be together with his mother for 1 second. And if they died spontaneously, and if she died when he was born, so that's called a Yosem. As Elofshit is a pirish lemise, mizeh pirish lechai. So before we go further, let us just see what we said till now. Zot Rashi. Tachas ima yeshachas, he is to be one shah. Shah doesn't mean a shah, means it can be a split second also. He has to be yeshachas, there has to be a time that he's together with his mother after the later. Prat li Yosem. Now Yosem is posel lahakrov. Beheichi domi ha Yosem. What is the case that he's a Yosem? And the Pasuk tells us he's Pasul because he's a Yosef. Elaim. If you'll say, Di Liditei Ime, the mother gave birth to him. Ula Acha Shomesa. And then after, now when she died, so he's Pasul Akrove, because when he's 8 days old, he's a Yosef. Teichi, Teichi, Loilam, Teichi. Man, she has to live, the Zichon HaMestava, that she has to be alive when you bring him for a call. Bitmiya, V'chi Loilam, Tzricha Lichyois, V'atachazim Ekerina, but he was together with his mother. The whole limud is that he has to be together with his mother. He was together with his mother. So if she died an hour after the lady, he was together with the mother. So the zikha not mistava to say that he'll be posel lakrove. Vaho leke lemei medash mina kro shetichye imoi kol zayin. They'll say, no, that means, let's learn the posek elah. The posek says, vaho yo shivas yomim tachas ima. What's the rat? Let's learn the posek elah. The posek says, 7 days, it has to be with the mother. What are you telling me? It was an hour with the mother. It was 7 days with the mother. So if the mother died 2 hours after the later, that's why it's possible. So she says, no, it can't be. That is not, there's no such psul. The sanye v'teiras koyanim. Rabbi Yossi aglili oima matam aloi matachas imoi. What does it say? It says, shivash yomim yetachas imoi. V'hoi yeshivash yomim tachas imoi. There's another pasuk by a bechor. It says shivas yomim yiye im imoy. Another pasuk. We have two pasukim. One pasuk says shivas yomim tachas imoy, And one pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Yiyahim Imoy. You should be together with the mother. Yochel Kol Zayin. So I would think they have to learn the pasuk literally. It has to be 7 days with the mother. Tamad Loima Tachas Imoy. Tachas means instead of the mother. That means he is Tachas, he's in place of the mother. What does it mean he's in place of the mother? The mother died, and he's in place of the mother. That is the Taich Tachas. So I have here a Stira Tupsukim. One Pasuk says he should be 7 days with the mother. One Pasuk says, Baha Yeshivas Yomim Tachas, in my 7 days, he's in place of the mother. That means the mother died, and he's in place of the mother. So I have a Stira of Tupsukim. If it says tachas imoy, yochel afilu yotza mimenok shehi meisa, that means that she was dead when he was yotza mimena, tamaloy me'im imoy. Mashme sheshneim ba'olam, that they're both together, ba'olam echad. Shetehei kruya imoy. They're both together, that she should be called his mother. Okay, Tzad. So here we have Sira Tzukim. Zafilu niskaim aloimu sho'achas. That's also enough. As long as it was im imoy for a minute amount of time, that's enough. By tachas imoy mashma le Rav Yosef glili chalife imoy shemeisa imoy vuhu nishar bimkayma. So memele, now I was nesoyer. Rashi says a vote here. I think Rashi saying a chiddush, and perhaps we could tell to a Rashi in Megillah. Rashi says that the child has to be together with the mother, because it says im imoy. Okay, it's a tachti misvakel, so we make up short. But let us again see the loshon of Rashi. Yochel afilu yotza mimenok shimeisa talmud loyme im imoy. Mashma sheshneim ba'ilam echad, they're both together, shetehei kruya imoy. They're both together that she should be called a mother. And that's the Chmir Pshat in Rashi is that the Yichis of her aim, when is she called a mother? After the lady, not with the lady. A Nekeve that gave birth is called a mother. And I'd like to mention it's the mother says in Masechtas Megillah that Esther ain lo ov va'ein. She didn't have a father and she didn't have a mother. So Rashi says, let's talk about a mother. Anegelonu yolato meso. When she gave birth, the mother died. Ve'loiniris Likareis aim. She never existed to be called a mother. That means with the lady she died, so she never had a mother. There's a Ramban in Parshas Baloischa. He says, "Oy imam, am I called a mother? Sheyolati oisa." That I gave birth to them. The Rehitis Loshon of Rashi would seem that the yichus of the mother and the shame aim is chal a rege after the lady, after she gave birth. Now she gets a shame mother, and that's memamish the Loshon of Rashi over here. Rashi says tamaloi meim imoy mashmish eshneim ba'olam echot shetehei kruya imoy, not im. That she's called a mother. She's first called a mother after the lady. Okay. So al kaponim, that's the meat of Yosef. Ella, so if it means she has to live a long time, let's get back to the Gemara. If it means she has to live a long time, how long does she have to live? That's unnecessary. Ella, the mace of a hoda yilidetia. No, it's speaking about that she died. Bahoda yilidetia, and then they gave birth. Hainu yaitse daifen. That means if she died before the gmalede, the chol shekalua vaitziu es vlada, vein mesa, vein chaya, say she's alive, say she's not alive, havi yaitse daifen. And here we mentioned last week, Rabbi Yankim says, amore de kahore, that the rehites loshen of Rashi is, if the mace of a hodi ilidetia, I know yait, that's a yaitse daifen. The chol shekarua. So Rashi means if she died right before the gemalei, you don't have to make a cesarean. You just have to make an incision in order to take out the blood. The chol shekarua vaitziu es vloda. Say she's alive, say she's dead. Harabi yaitse daifen, that's called a yaitse daifen. We said Rabbi Yankim is when you make there was a small incision that enabled the Gmar Leide, if that should be called the Yaitse Daifen, then there's no Tumas Leide by a Yaitse Daifen. Now is the Teuche Shabbos. This is the Hora from Rabbi Yankim. So the Gemara says, so what is the case that we're Mamayit Ayosa? Zeh Pirish Lemisa Ima. That means a case that we have Yivolet, and there's a psul of Yosef. So Zephirish Lamisa Imoi, Kloima, Bishas Misoso Yoldo Derech Arechem, Vashmin and Kro, that was the case. The case was that there was a Gemar Leide, Bishas Misoso, when she died, Yoldo Derech Arechem, she gave birth. There was a gmar leide b'shas misosa. Vashmi'in in kro. So now the pasuk of Yosem is coming to tell us the be'in in chiyus ad gmar leide ulacha leide ma. So that means like this, that from Asha Yivolet we know that she has to be alive till the gmar leide. And the miyut of Yosem is coming to tell us Vashmini kod bein in chiyus ad gmar leide, and that we learn from Asha Yivolet. Ula'acha leide mat, and the mother is to live mat after the leide, v'iloi. And if the mother is not alive, hava la yosem. Dal kolchei hai tachas imoi, lima'utei chaye be'emtza leide o meisa b'gmar leide osi. The kochoch, the miyut of Yosem is speaking about by Mesa, because she was alive the whole time. Mesa b'gmar leide, and then so it is Asha Yivolet, and I have a miyut of Yosem that al kaponim, since the mother was not alive, a little after the leide, this is absurd. Fine. Okay. So now we have a pesaposik, we understand it, we don't understand it, but the posik is telling us that by a korban, by a korban, it is necessary that the mother has to live a second after the labor. Fine. We have a pasuk. Fine. Now, let us just, and what did Rava say? Rava said that when you shecht a misukenes, what is it in by shechita, he says that you need that the behemoth should be alive. The pirchas has to be besoit gemar shechita, and to have a bochius achashchita, that the behemoth should be alive a rege after the shchita. That's what Rava said, and Rava brought a raya. We're in the midst of bringing a raya from Kolbonis, that a behemoth, in order to be kosher lakim, the mother also has to live a rege after the leide. And Rava says by shchita, the Baim has to live a rege after the Shrit. And therefore we need the Pilchus by the Gmar Shrit. So let's continue. So
So now Rabbi says, let's begin the Gemara. So Akochach B'mit is speaking about Zeh Pirish L'misa V'zeh Pirish L'chaim. He amrit B'shloim B'inin Chiyusa B'soif Leide. If you say that you need Chiyus by the end of the Leide, need Chiyus by the end of the Leide, Heine Ditzrich Kola Mutei. So that's what the Pasuk is Mamayit. Yeah, that you need chiyus after the leida. Eli yamad lebina chiyus b'soiv leida. You don't need chiyus b'soiv leida. So it has to only be alive b'soiv leida. Eli yamad lebina chiyus b'soiv leida. Lama lei, so why do you need this pasuk? Tachas himoy, mechiyav oleid nafkev. That means if you don't need chiyus b'soiv leida, the whole miyut is that it has to be alive by the gmal leida, so you don't need Tachasima, you can learn this out from Chiyavolet. Let us see Rashi. Yamrit Bishloime Achal Soif Leida Ashmin and the Bina Chiyusa. If you'll say, after the Gmal Leida, you need Chiyusa, Sheyetzei Kuloi Mechayim. I think the Taish of Rashi means as follows. We said, Roiv of the Roish is called Yolot. If Roiv of the Roish goes out, it's called Yolot. And you need, the Pasuk tells us, Sheyetzei Kuloi Mechayim. Need that the whole Roish should come out when the mother is still alive. So that means that the mother was still in existence after the Leida. Roiv Roishai is Yolot. And you need kulay, that's not the Tait Shirashi. The Be'in and Chiyusa, Sheyetzei Kuloi Michayim. Ule Meyute Meisa Bigmal Leida. But if she died by the Gmal Leida, by when the Reiv of the Reish came out, if that's on the Pasig, is Hainu, then it's very good. We have a new Pasig of Tachasim, right? Hainu Dlei Imit Lei Meisa Besoif Leida Mechiyavolit Pratli Yaitzi Leivam. Now it's very good, that's why the miyut, if we're speaking about, that even though the mother was alive by the gemal later, it's still possible, so that's why michi yivole, you cannot be memaitis pratli yaitzidoyfen, the hainami lav yaitzidoyfenil, ki meisa bigmal later, because the mother died by the gemal later, so there was a proper later. But if you will say that you don't need chiyus b'soif leida, the kolim yute meisa b'emtza leida, so the pasuk is coming to tell that you need a mother by the gmal leida. Lama likra, mechiyivo leid nafke, takati havela yaitse doifen. Elo, shma mino. So from here we learn out, Kol Milse, Shma Mino, Kol Milse, Dubo Bo Rabonon Chiyuse, Veinin Shechiyus, Bigmar Delay. So now we see you need Chiyus after the Gmar. Atkan L'shayna. So this Gemara needs explanation, the mechanics of the limud of what we see, what we can see vaguely, is the way Rashi said pshat. Later we'll see there's another mahalach in the Gemara, but the way Rashi said pshat, Rava was mechadish that you need chiyus after the shrite, not we need the pirchus by the gemar shrite. He brought a raya because by kabonis it says tachas imoy, that you need chiyus after the leida. Frag the briske rove menoches davov. Zorich iyon adimien. What's the comparison? That ro chidish din miyuchit. It's a special din in Kobonis. That the gmot achas imoy. It's a din in Uma shaychis l'shchite. What's the shaychis l'shchite? The Zeh Pirish Lemisa Choshiv Gamke Leida. He says like this, what is if the behemoth died Bibas Achas with the Leida? So that's called, there was a Leida. Yevolid, that's called, it gave birth. without the special din of tachas imoy, it's called yivolei. So it's called I shechted it. If I shechted it, and it died by the gemara shechita, it's called a meida meisa shechita. So it's called a meida meisa leida. So it's called a meida meisa shechita if it died with the gemara shechita. So now there's a special din by korbanos that the mother has to live a second after life. Fine. Suppose a lady it's called, but there's a special in the tachas imoy. So what connection is this to shechita that it's a takel? So if I shechted it, it's called I made a shechita. If it died bebas achas with the gemara shechita, was alive till the gemara shechita, it's called I made a shechita. So why does it have to live a rege after? This kasha the Briskei Rav asks. As for the Briskei Rav, I think I'll try to explain it. I think this is what he means. But this is more or less the lashon of the Briskei Rav. Number one, he says, if the Gemara compared shechita to leide, we see from the Gemara, before understanding anything, einoy din miyuchid bekotchim bavad. If the Gemara compared these two din, so we see clearly that's not a din in kotchim. Elo din b'chol atayrekule. Heichid etzor echius. And Emerson Rashi says this over here. El shmami no kol milse du boi bo chiyus abin yishichiyus begmal delay. It's a din in chiyus, not a din in kochim. Wherever you need chiyus, you need chiyus after that what was done. Now he starts a little bit to explain. Vahachakirit. The machloikis of Rav Chisda, we have a machloikis Rav Chisda in Rav. Rav Chisda held that if there was pilchis be'emtza hashchita, if be'emtza hashchita there was pilchis, so Rav Chisda says that is good. And the Chazanish explains Rav Chisda, this mustama the Briskei Rav also learned, if there was pilchis be'emtza hashchita, I can be assured the amount of chiyus that the behemah has b'shas pilchus tells me that it will be able to live till the end of the shechita. So Rav Chisda said, that's all what you need. You need that the behemah should be alive through the whole shechita. So if there was a pilchus b'emta shechita, I can be assured that the chiyus was nimshach till the gemar shechita. That was Rav Chisda. Rav was machadish, that's not enough. You need more than that. So what's vachakirin? Zok the Briskei Rav. What is the shayla? What is the machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rav? I be'inon maise shchita bebehime. Do you have to make a maise shchita in the behime? And if the behime was alive through the whole shchita process, I made a maise shchita. Finished. And that's what Rav Chisda holds. Oi! The tzorich Gamke sheyekayim maise shchita bechayeho. There it says bechayeho, but I think he means bechayeho. But I think it's a tzorich gamke sheyekayim maise shchita bechayeho. That means in the lifespan of the mother she was geshachti, but that means she was still alive after the shechita, and she was in her lifespan, she was geshachted. But not, that means so you need chiz b'chayel in her lifespan, she was geshachted. She kanya mais shechita b'chayel. Vim lav, eino shechita lahata b'achila. Vim loichoysa achar ha-shechita, if she was not alive after the shechita, ain't a choshev b'chayeho. B'chayeho means that the shechita has to be done when she was alive. So that means, so we have to be down the gabi the behemah. The behemah has to be a shechita process has to be done to a live behemah, and that is only called it was done to a live behemah if after the shechita she was still alive. Ubekotchim avit nai beleide. By kotchim it's at nai beleide. The loisagi b'med cheshive maise leide. it is not sufficient that there was a maisalaita. A maisalaita means that through the whole, she made the laita. The mother made the laita. The mother gave birth. That means the giving birth has to be the mother gave birth. So you have to have a mother after the lady in order to say that the mother gave birth. The we learn out there has to be a maisalaita from the mother, that she has to be alive through the whole later procedure. That means, he says, lo yitzuya, a dead mother could give birth. So he says, the psul of Yotzei Doifen, there's no pos Yivoli. The dead mother gave birth. Yivoli means that he has to give birth. If she can give birth when she's dead, that's also Nishkepela. Yivoli means that she has to give birth. The birth should not be through a person. It should be through the mother. So he says, if a dead mother can give birth theoretically, so it's also called she gave birth. The psul Yivoli is not a psul there. Avul Amidin im ima yadinam the tzorech einikra maise leide behaim lachitzor shetich yaim achar leide. Bekitzel, the oimek advarim, I think that the Briska Rav is saying that the din is wherever you need chiyus, it's not sufficient that you have chiyus by the whole maise. That means the bishat the leide, the behema was alive. Bishat the Shechita, the behema was alive, and then Bigmar Hashechita, Bigmar Haleide, it died. That means that's called a Maise Shechita, that's called a Maise Haleide. But I learn out from Tachas Imo, you need more than that. You need that they have a Lebedeke aim that she had made a Maise Haleide. You need a Lebedeke behema that it was done in her a Maise Shechita. So wherever chiyus is needed, it is not sufficient to have chiyus bishas the leida, bishas the shechita. You need that there should be a rega afterwards, that you need a rega afterwards that the behema should still be alive. This is what the Briska Rav says, pshat in Rashi. Al kaponim, the words in Rashi, yitzicha, seems like that. Rashi, I mean, the Rashi is guiding us. Rashi is telling us, Rav said that the Piches has to be b'soif ha-shchite in order to live afterwards. And Rashi says the same thing by later. So then Rashi ends up. So we see that when the Torah was makpid and chiyus means that the chiyus should extend afterwards, and that's what he means. So the double that the spula was done with, it was done in her ha-maisa later, ha-maisa shchite. That is how the Briska Rav learns in Rashi. I'd like to say over another pshat in the Gemara. The Ran says a different pshat in the Gemara. The Briska Rav brings down the Ran. He doesn't understand the Ran. And I'd like to say over a Moyerdike Chazaynish that he doesn't mention the Ran, but actually according to the Chazaynish, we'll understand pshat in the Ran. The Ran and the Abchesam at Aleph says pshat in Rav. The Abchesam at Aleph bedafei Torit. The Ran just says two words, a few words, I'll compound him to say pshat and rovet. U'pirchis sha'omru b'soif shchite. Rovet, this is rovet. Pirchis has to be b'soif shchite. Limo utei, what does it mean b'soif shchite? Limutei kaidem gemar shchite. That the pirchis can't be before the gemar shchite. Gemar shchite deloi. The whole shiny oise came besoif shchite. If the pirchis wasn't besoif shchite, be yadua she nishmos and itula memeno kaidem lachain. So kochoch it died before. What does the Ran say? The Ran says as follows. The Ran says, let's just say the Ivrin. The Ran says like this: the pirchis is a shim, is a simen of chiyus. We see the baim is alive. So Rav said, the pirchus, the simen that the baim is alive has to be b'gemar shchit. We have to see a pirchus, but whatever falls into the category of pirchus, so that is showing us and telling us that the behemoth has to be alive by the gemar shchit. This I know that was done a maishe shchit and a live behemoth. If I don't see a pirchus b'gemar shchit, let's say I saw a pirchus a minute before the gemar shchit, so I have to be afraid that the behemoth died. By the gemar shchit, could be the behemoth died. That is what the Ran says. This is a very nice pshat. It makes a lot of sense to us that you have to have a simen by the gemar shchit that the behemoth is still alive because if the pirchus was earlier, so it could be it died before the gemar shchit. Fine, beautiful. But we have a whole sugi over here with a behemoth, with a yosem, with a dos. I mean, how do we learn the whole sugya? How did the Ran learn the whole sugya? So I'd like to say over a moiridike chazoinish, mamish a moiridike pshat in the Gemara. The chazoinish explains our Gemara, and it's mamish, we see the gainess of the chazoinish. Zit the chazoinish hazak. First he talks about facts of life. He says like this, b'shas kesiset, when the behemoth is a goisus already, let's talk about later. Of the koyach hadoiche mipchinas teva haleider. That means when the mother becomes a goisus, so she is not capable of continuing the maisa later. That means if the mother would become a goisus a minute before the gemar later, so it cannot be a natural later anymore from her. A natural later means the mother is pushing out the blood. When she becomes a goyser, she doesn't have any koyach anymore to push out the blood. But blood yoytzei meyatzmoy. Could be the blood is going out by itself. K'moshe yoytzei lachamise. B'zeloy mikro later. Later is called that the mother made the whole transition from uber to yolot, the mother made. If the mother did not make the whole thing, that's not later. If only it means, that's the psul of Yaitzei Daifin. Yaitzei Daifin means that there was a siyua, not, the later came, did not come through the natural koiches of the mother. The imit mevechi yivolet. That we learn now from mechi yivolet, that the mother is to make the whole later. The im came. Ve'loi meshkachas miyut yosem. So now, if we know from Yevole that the mother has to make the whole lady, so now there's a miyut of Yosem, the miyut of Yosem has to be that the mother has to live after the lady, because if the mother died before the lady, so felt in Yevole. Lemeshkachas lo miyut Yosem, al shem ha'ilido b'koyach ha'chai keteva aleido. Yeah, fine, that's the cheshbon. So he says like this, we have here a machlokes Rav Chisda in Rove. Vehine, I pirchis sagi be'emtza hashchite. According to Rav Chisda, the be'emtza hashchite, the behemah was mefalchis. And according to Rav Chisda, this is good. Shamino, so we see from this, a moiridike loshon. There was mafachis now, and now it's going to take another 45 seconds till the gemar shchite. And Rav Chisda says it's good. Shaminon. So we see that Rav Chisda holds. Shei efshel la'afisas hachayim lehisrachesh pisoim mikoyach merube la'afiso ela'afiso misnaheles la'at la'at. He says, if Rav Chisda holds, a beautiful lashon. If Rav Chisda holds that if there was a pirchus in the middle of the shchita, it's good. So we see Rav Chisda told us a yesod. Pirchus is a show of life. Pirchus is a show of life. And if Rav Chisda said that it's good, so Rav Chisda told us a yesod. It is impossible that in 1 second it should show life of pirchus, in the next second it should die. It's impossible. That is not the teva of life. Chiyus goes, it dwindles down. You don't have from a chiyus, gomel, till nothing. It doesn't work like that. So if I have, so Rav Chisda said, Amoyle Mikish Tiktoyre. So Rav Chisda said, if there was birchis be'emsa hashchite, so I see there was X amount of life now, I can be assured if this X amount of life now, even though the life is dwindling, there'll sicher be life till the Gemar Shchite, because Pirchus, from Pirchus, Tafisus, Achis, it doesn't work like that. It works, it's a natural Yeride, and there's enough time from the Pirchus, Be'emta Shchite to the Gemar Shchite, there's enough time that there's enough Chiyus left in the Behemoth to make a Maise Shchite. That is what Rav Chisda held, and that's very good. That we knew all along. Va'apilchis sha'omru b'masnisis. So the Chazani says, if the Mishnah says the behemoth has to be mefalchis, have a aid. The pilchis is an aidus al hamshochas chiyusa ad shayf hashchit. That's how Rav Chisda learned. Rav Chisda says, the Mishnah says, if it's mefalchis, I know it's a lie. And Rav Chisda says, when does it have to be mefachas? In the middle of the Shechita Zilah. And what happened from the middle of the Shechita to the end of the Shechita? Rav Chisda says, it's still a lie. How do you know? Because there was Pirchis in the middle of the Shechita, this Chiyus does not stop suddenly. The Chiyus dwindles. And if there was, so Rav Chisda said, it was the Pirchis in the middle of the Shechita, this is Edus, that the Behemah has in itself enough Chiyus, so the Gemar Shchita, all you need is Pichas in the middle of the Shchita. Fine. Oh, zeh hoichiyach Rove de einoy kein. Rove was choylik an Rav Chisda. And he says it's not true. You could have Chiyus in 1 second, and in the next second it can stop completely. It is not muchach the way you said that the chiyus has to dwindle slowly, and therefore you said I could be assured that the Bema was alive by the Gemar Shchita. Rava said no, I could have you, there's no generality by chiyus. They could have chiyus now and it can stop the next second. Ingat. So Mamela, before we go into the Raya of Rava, so Rava said, if the Spich is in the middle of the Shechita, so how do you know the Behemoth was alive by the Gemar Shechita? It was alive then? Therefore Rava said, you need Pirchus by the Gemar Shechita. Then I know it was alive by the Gemar Shechita. But if you have Pirchus before that, you can't eat the Behemoth, because I have to be Chayish, maybe it died then. Right after the Pirchus had died. How did Rava prove this? We have here a medical machloikis. Rava brought a ray from a posik. So Rava brought a ray like this. A moiridike ray. He says, we have, by a behemoth, we have a sheyivolet. A sheyivolet means that the whole lady has to be through the mother. And then there's another tanai. There's a tanai that it has to be alive a second after the later. Fine. So he says like this. Al kolchoch zeh she'elida es beno. We have a yivolet. If the behemoth gave birth to the ben, b'teva ha'im, it has to be a yivolet. Yivolet means that the whole later was through the mother. The last push that made the later was through the mother. That's a taisha she'yivolet. Al kolchoch timsha chiyusa dido. So he says, if you have a yevolet, if the mother made the last push, which this push is not worse than a pirchis, so you're telling me after a pirchis it has to live for 40 seconds. That's what you're telling me. So why do you need a posik to tell me that a yosef, that the mother has to be alive? A kochach is alive. If the mother gave birth in the last push by the mother, if the mother gave birth, there was a gmal leida by the mother, in the last push that brought about the later, the mother was alive. So how's it shaykh to be a yosem? I have two limudim. One, the mother has to make the complete later. The mother has to make the last push. The last push is zichar asimin of chiyus. And you're telling me when there's a simin of chiyus, there's a delayed action that has to live for another 40 seconds. That's what you're telling me. So how is it shaykh to be a yosem? How is it shaykh as a psul of a yosem? If the mother didn't make the lady, so it's a psul of sheyibole. That's the psul. The pasuk says it's a psul of a yosem. How can you have a psul of a yosem? So kochach is oiskishpalt that it can stop the chi, it can have chi is by the last push, and then it can die instantly. Not the way you said, there's a delayed action till the chiyus dwindles out. So from the psul of Yosef, I see how pirchus works, how chiyus works. So let me tell you over in the vein, the loshon of the Chazinish. So the Chazinish says as follows. The Efshel, the Rabbi said, the Efshel afisa pis oimis. It's possible that after the pirchus, the chiyus should stop instantly. The imloi kain, if you'll say like Rabbi, al kochach ze sheilides b'no b'teva ha'im, that one that gave birth b'teva ha'im, al kochach tim shechiyus adido achar later. So if you say that when there's a sign of chiyus, the chiyus continues. So every mother that gave birth to a behema, al kochach, she was alive after the lady. The ain't a yosem. So it's not a yosem. How could you have a yosem? The ishek varov, the school as I love the koidim gemara lady. You tell me the case of yosem is that it didn't give completely birth. Have a yetzer doifen. So then you don't need the psul of yosem. Then it's a yetzer doifen. The Loshin HaGemor, this is Pshat the Gemor. Yamret Pishloime Be'inyin Chiyusa B'Soif Leide. That means if you'll say that what I said, you have to have a Simen of Chiyus B'Soif Leide. Rotzloime B'inyin Tznu Aschayim B'Soif Leide Lodashu Chay Adayim. In order to find out that the Baim is alive, you need Chiyus B'Soif Leide. Aber tnu as khaim bem tsalei de ene edis al geyus be sayf leide mishum de ev shlafi se pisay mis if you'll say that the geyus can stop suddenly shape it to khale mute so then I need a pasuk to tell me there's a psul yosim by kochim to tell me there's a miyuchid kedin that the mother has to live a second after the lady. And I wouldn't know this without this person. But according to you, Rav Chisda, you don't have to see that the behemah was alive b'soif leide to know that the behemah was alive. El riyis chiyusa be'emtza leide gam ken edis al chiyusa b'soif leide. If you see chiyus be'emtza, that's edis, that was chiyus b'soif. It came like imut yosem, so it's not shaykh amiyut of yosem, shim heili dosi biskula salayde. It's impossible to have that a behemah gave birth to a child with leide, and it should not live after the leide. She'ein lecha pichas godol me'alode. There's no greater pichas of heilode. Kein chiyusen im sheches achaleide. Vein yosem. V'lo yishachli mit yosem al besoif leide. Min kin kva rov de skula sa ilode vava bachla yaitse doifin. So the Chazanish says, am moire dike pshat, and this that's me, is how the Ran learned pshat in the Gemara. That means there was a yisoidus dike machloikis, by shchita yizicha don't need chiyus after the leiden, not the way Rashi says. The Ran says, amir dikibol. The Ran says, the Rav said, if there was no pirchus by the Gemara shchita, I'm afraid it died earlier. So Rav tainit that I need to see that it's alive b'shas the Gemara shchita. And if I don't see this, I saw it a minute ago, that's not raya that it's still alive now. So Rav held that I could have a show of chiyus, and this chiyus could be nifsak right afterwards. So it could be the behemah is dead. So therefore, I have to see the Pichas Bigmar Shchita. And the Raya is from Tachas Imoy. The Raya is from Tachas Imoy, because the Pasuk says, I have two dinim. One din I have, that the Behemah has to make the complete Maisa later. If the Behemah does not make the complete Maisa later, that's felt in Asha Yivole. It's not a Sheyivoli. So when I say Yivoli, they know that the Behemah is to make the complete Maisa later. That I know already. So a complete Maisa later is a show, the last push that makes the Maisa later is a show of Chiyus, if the Behemah can push. So I see the Behemah is alive. So if you tell me after Pirchus there's Amshach of Chiyus, so how is it Shachtim HaYosem? How is it Shachtim HaKolchok? If the mother was alive by the Gemal later, so was alive a second after. So it's impossible to have a Yosem. And the only way to have a Yosem is if that it was alive before the Gemal. It stopped before the Gemal later, according to you. So if it stopped before the Gemal later, so you don't need the Psul of Yosem. And the Psul is Al Tzayitzi David. That was the Rayat of it. That tells me what the Ran says. That's a Mura de Kipshat in the Gemal. Let us just see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis, ki yivole prat liyotze doifin. Ki yivole prat liyotze doifin. So Taisvis says, lav mishum leide dorish, not from the word leide, ela goma leide leide mipcheir. We learn that exegi shove from Bacheir, by Bacheir says, petarechem, kedemrine bereish perk yotze doifin. Vahode darshinen hosam ishe ki sazriya viyoldo at sheteled mimokim shemazras. The Gemara has a limud that an ishe is tameya leida by the ishe is tameya leida only sheteled isha ki sazriya viyoldo. So the Gemara makes a drash ki sazriya viyoldo the lady is to me be mokim shemazras. So memele, that is what is coming to tell us that the lady is to be derech harechem. The tzorich, the mashme tzorich miyit lemayit yoytze doifin. Le matina lei mi leida leida, mi bchir. Mishum di lab ki sazriya, hava doshinen teile l'rabois. It says, in the cave tale, Yitzay Doifen, Kirabi Shimon. Now let me just explain one thing what Rashi is saying, what Taisvis is saying. But before I explain Taisvis, I'd like to mention one thing. We mentioned before a Ha'ore from Rabbi Yankiv, and Rabbi Yankiv is very scared with this Ha'ore. He blives by its Ha'ore. He says that from the Lashon of Rashi it would seem that the translation of a Yotzei Doifen is not necessarily a Caesarean. The Chazanish will also say like that. Yotzei Doifen means that the Leida was not completely through the aim. The Kablai was not completely through the aim. So Mamela Rab Yankiv clears a Shaila, if Bishas the Leida, the doctors made an incision in order to help the blood should go through. So this is a leida not through the aim, not completely through the aim. So we have a miut that kol sheinimo tamei leida is the, it's not doiche Shabbos. So the chere, by, we have a miut of yoytzei doifen by tumas yoldis. So he said it should come out, a shrek lechazach, to make a bris on Shabbos. You have to find out if the doctors made an incision in order to help the lady, that's called the Yaitzah Doifen, it's not Teichah Shabbos, and he buys by Tzorchim. But he wanted to say, so Rav Yankiv wanted to say, could be, it's not Shver. He says the Yaitzah Doifen by Tumas Yodis, the Yaitzah Doifen by a behemoth is two differently mooted. Here we learn out from Ki Yivoleit. It has to be born naturally, through the aim. That's how we see from the Gemara. The Gemara says if the aim did not make the complete leida, even went through the rechem, like says for Rashi, that's not called ki yivole. Yivole means the whole leida is to go through the aim. Right? So Mamela, so if there was any siyua from an Odom in the later, it's not called Kiyabolit. Masha Enke, by Tumis Yodis, is a different limud. Isha Kisazriya Biyolda Zocho. So the Gemara Darshins, that you need, you need Kisazri Biyolda Ashetailet Mimokim Shemazras. The Leida is to be Mimokim Shemazras. Here this only, it's not telling us how the Leida was, no, in which Mokim the Leida is to be. So here the meat is a Caesarean. A Caesarean, there's no Tumas Yodis. If it's Mimokim, Sheisha Mazras, so it came out Derech HaRechem, so by Tumas Yodis, that's enough. Shalom al Yisrael, it's Gevaldik. That's what he wanted to say. But he got stuck with this Taisus. How did he get stuck with this Taisus? Taisus asked Akasha, why do you learn out? For why do you have a new limud? Emerson, Yivol, it also is not a gilui. You learn out from Petarechem. That you have to have a gmalayde. So Taisus asks, so if you learn out of Zeir Shove, so here it says, Ki says Ria Biyolta. Hachetelet mimokim shemazras. Why do you need a new miut? Why don't we learn out from later, later? Now, that, he doesn't mention this, but the kash alone is already frightening. That means, if there are two dinim, there is a din in the maisa later. That the maisa later has to be through the ayin. And here there's a din in the mokima later. And that's why Philo, there was a siyua from another, it's also good. So, what's face with kasha? I mean, here there's a new din over here. And Taisvis seems to say that, I think that's how you learn Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis says that I would not learn out the Gzeirish of him because there's an extra Kisele in the Keva Tele, and that Rav Shimon learns out that a Yetzir Daifin is also a Tomei Tumis Yodis. So I need the Kisazriya, not the Darshan, in the Keva Tele. But he says it would seem from Taisvis, we do learn out from Leida, and it's the same din, and that's why he blives by a tzorchian.